Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do appreciate it. I know there's like 3,000 other shows you can be listening to, but you chose this one, and that makes me extremely happy. So, really, we got, you know, there's a lot going on in the news. Obviously, you've heard that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, and Sonia and I were talking about it earlier, and I mean this sincerely. You really need to make sure that we don't end up being like them. And you know what I mean by them? Okay, this woman was somebody's mom, somebody's grandmother. There were people around her who loved her and cared about her. So let's take the human side of this. And I wish her family well. I mean, pray for them to make sure that they've got everything in order or what have you. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if Ruth was a believer. I don't know anything about her. So, anyhow, heart goes out to the family. With all that said, I can't wait to see what happens. I can't wait to see what's going to happen and whether President Trump is going to. I think he is. I think he's going to nominate. There's no question in my mind that he really has got a short period of time to handle this. Although, if you think about it, there have been plenty of others that have been nominated in about the same amount of time. I don't know. I can only imagine how contentious this one's going to be, especially if he picks, you know, some of the people he could. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room. In the next segment, I haven't talked about this in a while. I should have. I should talk about it more. But see how distracting it is with everything that's going on around us, what we're being hit with on a regular basis. We're not talking about North Korea or China or anything else. That's all kind of fallen by the wayside, which is not good. No, sincerely, it is not good. Not a good place to be. Because there's issues in all these places. There are issues we should be watching and or paying attention to in all of these places. And I don't know. I mean, I hear Kim Jong, what do I call him? Little Kim. That's what I like to call him. I hear he's got some issues. Some stuff to deal with. You know, he's on his deathbed or he's out golfing every day and he can't find him. And his sister, who's worse than him, may take over the country. So we never got to finishing this in the last hour. God bless. Chris Rock says that Obama's presidency, well, it marked progress for white people, not really for black people. Y'all know who Chris Rock is. He's getting a little old, rough around the edges there. He said that President Barack Obama's tenure was progress for white people, but not for black. Obama becoming president, it's progress for white people. It was not progress for black people. It was according to an article in the New York Times, the failing New York Times, as they like to say. He, during his wide-ranging in the interview was about everything, really. Well, he wasn't there for any one issue. He's promoting his upcoming FX series, Fargo. He said, it's the Jackie Robinson thing, he said. It's written like he broke a barrier, as if there were black people that could play before him. Rocket TV said it's how white people have learned about racism. They think when these people work hard enough, they'll be like Jackie. You know, I'm not that I agree with anything he's saying here. But this is a different viewpoint. I mean, remember, when Obama was in there, he was, I think it was him, correct me if I'm incorrect, but wasn't it him who said that, you know, they're like mommy and daddy, and you should do what mommy and daddy say to do? Remember that? Ugh. Anyway. Rock said the real narrative should be that these people, the black people, are being abused by a group of people that are mentally handicapped. Because this helps the cause, doesn't it? Do you think the cause has helped at all, whether it's the gay and lesbian cause or the black cause? We have guys like Juicy Smollett, whatever his name was, did what he did with the noose and everything else. How do you so now from that point on, do you take every one of them with less of a grain of salt? You take every one of them more seriously? Because you're, I mean, what did he do? He hurt their cause. He didn't help it. We're trying to get them past their mental handicap to see that all people are equal. Well, I don't know. Most of the people I hang with, I shouldn't even say most, they're probably all, don't, they do see everybody's equal. I don't know anybody. I wouldn't hang around with anybody who says, black people a little inferior, Hispanics a little inferior, Asians a little inferior. I mean, I don't hang around with people like that. I hear about them. I don't know how true it is. He added that that is in progress, but it should be expected. It's only progress as a person that's taking your humanity. If a woman is in an abusive relationship and her husband stops beating her, you wouldn't say, well, she's made progress, right? But that's what we do with black people. We're consistently told that we're making progress. And the funny thing about us, it isn't us saying you're making progress. Chris, it's the black community that feels like they've made much progress. You know, I'm going to play the guy's clip because I'm going to catch heck for doing it. Can you imagine 20 years ago, anybody even talking about a black president or a black AG? Hello? Right? Can you imagine 10 years, well, no, it's been longer than that, 20, 25 years ago, how uncomfortable it was, I don't know, for a black man to marry a white woman or vice versa? There was still a little stigma behind it. I don't know why. I've never understood it. My Bible says we're all of one blood. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Climate change and the hoax coming up next.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, if you think about it. If you don't want the emails, and I get it, I hate emails. I get enough of them, I don't need a whole bunch more, and you just want to be alerted by text when the show's coming on, special events, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Now, you know how much fun I love to have with global climate cooling warming change. I've never actually been able to wrap my mind around it, but I'm not well educated either, so that's why I have to bring the right people on. And I've never been able to get this. There's a famous scene where it goes all the way back to the days of Archie Bunker, when he does a whole scene around this global cooling thing that he's not buying into. So I find it interesting that they've been trying to sell this to us since the late 60s and early 70s. But again, I'm not the expert. Right, you got to pay attention. And, you know, a few years back, I mean, I saw the film. I thought it was a great film. And now we get to see part two, so to speak, a film called Climate Hustle. So I've got Greg Rucker on with me. Greg is a co-founder of CFAC and currently serves as its president for over 30 years. So it's not 30 minutes. It's not somebody people show up on scene. They've been doing it for a year or two. He's got 30 years of experience at this. Greg, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate being on, Joe. I feel old now. 30 years. Wow.
That's a long. You know, I was talking to you during the break, and I said, it's the thing that we get beat up with on a regular basis is, what was it, 90-some-odd percent of scientists agree with this. They believe in it. It's settled science. At the 80,000-foot level, is this settled science, and did real scientists sign off on this, or what?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely not. There should never really be something called settled science. I mean, part of the scientific method is to get out there and try and challenge premises and examine them. And many of the things that we thought were true aren't necessarily true. I mean, some of the greatest scientists throughout time have been those that have, you know, shown that the Earth is not the center of the universe. And, they get indicted for doing these types of things. But these are the types of things that ought to always be ongoing. And something as complex as the weather, give me a break. You can't even get weathermen to necessarily get the weather forecast right for 3 or 4 days. But you have climate scientists trying to predict the weather for 50, 100 years out. I don't think so. And, you know, they have these computer models that they've been using since this has been an issue back in around 1988. And, yeah, I am getting old. I was there back when this started to become an issue. You know, much of what they projected would be the case now simply hasn't happened. I mean, they have projections of the temperature already being 2, 3, 4 degrees warmer, and it's not.
You know, it's really funny. I've been hearing about this since I was a kid. Remember the original Earth Day? And let's just be clear here. I'm not suggesting we shouldn't take care of the planet, that we shouldn't, you know, go out of our way to make sure that we're doing right with, you know, recycling and keep things clean and not having to use up, you know, every resource on the planet. This is not what we're talking about here. What I'm talking about is these fear mongers that run around. They've been running around since the late 60s, early 70s, talking about, we got 5 years left, we got 10. They can't, to your point, they can't get it right. And what I've read even as of late, these computer models have been wrong almost every time. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yep. As I say, the track record has been abysmal, and we're right now, I mean, what the whole climate debate principally is the fact that they are projecting into the future what they think will be a catastrophe. When you hear things like polar bears will be extinct by the year 2050, that's projections. Right now, polar bears are abundant. They got them on the endangered species list, for example, under the Obama years, not based on the fact that polar bears are going extinct in terms of real numbers. If you were to look back in the 1960s, according to the estimates, there was about 3,500 polar bears in the northern parts of Canada and Alaska. Today, that's over 30,000 polar bears. So they've exponentially increased. But why it's on the endangered species list is because of global warming. It's because they project if all the ice goes away, somewhere down the road, it will be in danger. And, again, the track record's not great. I grew up in Buffalo, New York. And I remember, like you do, back in the late 70s, I was introduced to this because it was a coming ice age. And I'll tell you, growing up in Buffalo, New York, back then, yeah, you thought an ice age.
It was easy to believe, right?
All right. But within 10 years, by the late 1980s, they were talking climate change, and many of them were the same scientists that were predicting apocalypse. We had Newsweek magazine projecting an impending ice age, Archie Bunker joking about it, as you mentioned. And within 10 years, the same scary scenarios, except now it's global warming.
When I grew up in Boston, and I was there for the blizzards of 78 and 79, you know, 15, 20-foot snowdrifts. Picture of the Mass General Hospital where the snowdrifts were up to the second and third floor. And that was because it was global cooling. And a couple of years ago, they had the same issue happen. And you know why that happened? Because of global warming. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not a well-educated person, but I can't figure this one out. Spell it out for me. Well, it's money. It's all about money. It's all about who's making money off of all of this. Hey, I want to have some more fun with this. Governor Newsom came out It looked like they were trying to browbeat the president at one point, like, you know, you can't boo-poo global warming anymore or climate change. They had to go to climate change, obviously. But they're suggesting that all these fires that have been started or that are going off, especially in California, are all to do with global climate change, right? However, I know it's kind of a joke, but think about something. Apparently, there's some kind of great global cooling, warming force field at the Canadian border that keeps it from hopping over. I mean, how do they justify, how are they trying to sell to us that global climate change has got to do with these fires? How are they selling that to us?
You know, you look at the wildfire thing, and it's really selective data picking. And, for example, if you were to take the last few years, certainly wildfires in California are much higher this year than, let's say, last year. And so they take the last few years and they say it's increased. But if you take a longer view, going back to, let's say, the early 1900s, catastrophic wildfires, especially in California, have plummeted. This was done by Michael Schellenberger, who's a former guy who was a global warming believer, but now a person who has gotten some flack because he's challenging the environmental establishment. Somewhere between 4 and 5 million acres thereabouts in California were being routinely burned in the 1800s, early 1900s, through the 1920s. That's a lot of acres. That gradually diminished starting in the 1950s because we started clearing the forests and there were certain forest management techniques that they undertook. So,
nope. That's the music that we're going for break. We'll be back in a minute. But one of the things I want to talk about, let people know, how did Mother Nature clean out the forest? We'll hit that on the other side of the break. Tell me, senior host, you listen to Real Side People. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few more minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longtime Supreme Court Justice who attained near cult-like status among progressive circles, has passed away at the age of 87 from complications surrounding metastatic pancreas cancer. The late Supreme Court Justice, who spent more than two decades on the bench in the highest court in the land, is survived by two children, Jane Carroll and James Stephen Ginsburg. Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She battled back from two forms of cancer in the past, but her health began to take a downturn in December 2018 when she underwent pulmonary lobectomy after two malignant nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. RBG was the second woman and the first Jewish woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court. She had her family nearby and passed peacefully, according to her family. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Clean all that stuff up.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
There you go. Hold on a second.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Like the fella once said.
Now see, hopefully he didn't do that in California, because you have to have permission up front to kiss or be kissed or whatever. I don't know. This was just really crazy. We were getting into all that before we got into COVID, which I think helped some of that, because we don't have to worry about, you know, the college campus crazies going on. It's just amazing. But anyway, back at it, I got to tell you, the stuff that just drives me nuts was when he's sitting there with President Trump the other day in California with Governor Newsom. Oh, I lovingly refer to as Governor Nuisance. And they're sitting there and they're talking about the wildfires and the help that they need. And here you are, you're arguing with the guy who's got control of the hold button, so to speak. You know, you have 45 minutes on hold, and then you want to start yelling at the guy, and all of a sudden he loses the call. They're looking at him, at President Trump, as if he's a nut because he doesn't believe in climate change. All right? And he's already said he doesn't. So why would you pound on him with that? You need help? Ask the man for help. You know, I got to tell you something. I am kind of beside myself with this, because I don't think they should pay the money. I don't think the rest of the state should be bailing out states that won't do the work to keep their forests clear and clean. Anyway, I'm wound up, so let me bring Craig Rucker on. He's a co-founder of CFAC, currently serves as its president well for over 30 years. Craig has provided expertise to a wide range of... I'm losing my voice because of all that garbage in the air. Anyway, Craig, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
It's a pleasure being on. I was going to drink my soda with a plastic straw, but when I heard you're from California,
Well, you know, what was great was when this whole first thing came down, and all of a sudden the supermarkets, they beat their brains out to pass this law that we had to use plastic bags, right? Then somebody said, you realize that plastic will carry those germs, that virus, farther than anything else. You can't wash a plastic bag, really. So they banned all the plastic bags that they had just approved at the supermarkets. If that isn't proof that these people are a little off, I really don't know what is. I have so much fun with the lunacy in this state. I think that's the only thing that keeps me here at this point in time.
Yeah, well, you got a target-rich area there for a lot of very interesting things going on. You know, as I say, it's every day you wake up, it's something new. You got, except for sometimes it's a little bit difficult. Don't you have to work in blackouts too? I mean, how's the green energy working for you out there?
It doesn't work on the wind turbines. Don't work on windy days. They actually shut them off, which tells me I must have flunked science class because I thought the whole thing behind the wind turbine was to use wind to turn the turbine so we can generate electricity. But apparently I'm wrong.
And they're put up there, apparently they're green energy, but you realize that they're actually allowed, this went back under Obama, you can actually, I guess wind farms can kill up to like 4,000 bald eagles every year, and they're okay. The government's not going to come after you. But if you're a fracking facility or anything but a wind farm or green energy, and you kill even one bald eagle, your whole place could be shut down. You'd be sued. And you'd have protests in the street.
Yep.
But, you know, it just...
Yep.
So it's interesting. So I guess wind farms, green energy is okay if it wipes out certain endangered birds, but not fossil fuels.
Listen, people think we're joking when we say this, but this is honest. You can find pictures on the internet of... we have the solar farms too, right? And you're going up a certain freeway here in California, in Northern California, and they got these big solar farms. I mean, I realize they're probably better looking than just miles and miles of brown dirt, but they've got these solar. But you know what's around the solar farms? There's actually dead birds around the solar farms. Now
they get fried.
I'm going. Yeah. Where's PETA when you need them, right? I mean, seriously, where's the wildlife people? But they were told to be quiet, apparently.
Yeah, the greens are big now. They're actually launching studies to find out why the birds are getting fried. Now, that's actually going to be an interesting study because it requires the scientists to look into the psychology of birds. Now, how do you do that? I don't know. They're wondering if they're getting freaked out by the reflection. That's one theory that scientists have. Others say that, especially with wind farms, that maybe there's a frequency that's drawing them. But anyway, we got bird psychologists now of sort, or scientists, looking into what was the bird thinking that makes it want to get sizzled by a solar farm or, hacked by a wind farm. Go green energy.
I love this stuff. So let's go back, though, to the fires in California and the conversation around it. And I kind of joked with you before we went to break, and I said, you know, it's really interesting, all these eco-freaks. How did Mother Nature clean out the forest, you know, thousands of years ago, right? Little lightning strike here, little lightning strike there, all the underbrush burned, and it provided a rich environment for the trees and other things to grow, did it not?
It did, and in fact, I guess I got to be less wordy. I got cut off by the last one. Back in the days of Christopher Columbus and before, in California, for example, there'd be like 4 or 5 million acres wiped out every single year by Mother Nature. That's natural. We stopped it so that it's not burning quite so much because we cleared it out because of homes, and it's actually been a benefit to the species because wildfires aren't exactly great if you're a deer running around. You get burned up. But so we've improved that. Now, what you're seeing is, and right now there's about 2 million acres in this current year, I guess, being burned in California. Nowhere near what it was back in the days of yore, before the 1900s. But nevertheless, it is going up a little bit because it's returning back to its natural state, which is to burn a lot of the area. So, right now I don't really know why there's even a debate about it, that this is not caused by people using hair dryers or driving an SUV is causing these fires. This is caused by poor forest management and Biden coming out and talking. I guess he did it from Delaware, saying Trump's a what do you call him? He called him some arsonist. Oh, a climate arsonist or something like that. Because of the fact that he's not signing the Paris Accord or, you know, telling people not to, you know, use too much electricity, and that's the reason for this is literally. It's surreal.
This stuff, what I find amazing about this, again, is stupid little things like, all right, let's say we have a quote-unquote come-to-Jesus moment and go, oh, my God, what are we doing to the planet? We got to fix this. They tell you have 5 years to turn it around. So after 1,000 years or we'll just say for this country, after almost 300 years of abusing Mother Nature, we're going to turn it around in 5 years? Are we really supposed to be that stupid?
Well, I would honestly say that, there's been some improvements in the environment, and they generally are in places that are capitalist, free market, like the United States. We have the cleanest air in the world. We actually see our species growing in number, most of them. We are seeing our forests growing. Actually, there's more forest coverage in the United States today than there was back in the 1920s and 30s, because our foresters are actually planting more trees than they're chopping down, because it's a law, but nevertheless, they're taking good care of the forest where they're allowed to. But the environmentalists have a different philosophy. They say just leave it as it is, don't manage it. And that's why you see these big burns, and they want to actually, with the Green New Deal, be more like countries like China or in places like that, more socialistic, like Venezuela. And you look at all these socialist countries, they have horrible environments. You have toxic pools where they put battery acid into rivers and that in China. And that's where these solar panels are coming from, by the way. So, there's a lot of hypocrisy. This Green New Deal is not a new deal, and it's not green. It's basically green socialism.
Well, yeah, again, some of the biggest culprits, you talk about China, they talk about India and other places like that. When you talk about all this is going on, and nobody wants to talk about that because, you can't speak ill of any other country. It's all bad on the U.S. We're the ones doing all this. We're the ones taking the bulk of the payment. To your point, from what I've read, we've worked the hardest at trying to clean up some of our manufacturing plants and the things that actually produce this kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. And I think a reason you're not hearing a lot from some of the mainstream environmental groups is that some of the money that is funding these, like
right.
the Sea Change Foundation and that, is coming from places like Russia, China, other places like that, that it's been traced, it's been published. And why would they be opposing our pipelines, our fracking operations and things like that? Well, Putin, of course, is a big natural gas exporter. Take him, for example. So why is Putin funding our environmental movement to stop down our energy infrastructure? Well, duh. He himself is the one who wants to benefit from this and sell Russian gas and keep the United States from being an energy exporter and trying to keep the market for himself. Does he have a green movement he has to contend with? Is anybody going to tell Putin over in Russia he can't build pipelines? Or China, same thing. There's no viable green movement in these countries. They just do what they want to.
That's right. All right, so when we come back, we're going to talk about climate hustle, what I call version 2, because, people, you have got to pay attention. You can't just view out these lines you see on Twitter. You got to be informed. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, for those of you, if you do want an email, it's not that hard, man. Just go to the website, therealside.com, and sign up for the emails. I'm not an email fan, but we use them. Obviously, we need them. That's how we get our message out. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You know how much I love to make fun of climate change, and it's not because I don't want to take care of the planet. You know, we're called to take care of the planet. We're called to make sure that, you know, we do our part so that we're not throwing all that crap in the streets and you know, burning up plastic bottles and stuff. Anyhow, let me bring him in because I'm having a good time with this conversation because this is the way it should be. People, Craig Rucker is a co-founder of CFACT and currently serves as its president. He's been doing this for over 30 years, and sometimes I get these guys on and they talk over your head and you really don't understand what they're saying. And Craig, thank you for keeping it down to sixth grade level so I can understand it. It works out well for me anyhow. So thanks for being here too.
Sixth grade level. Well, no, I would like to say that, hopefully this is not too academic, but I try as best I can to talk like I would just anybody. And I agree with you. It's odd when you're here in Washington, you get these people that kind of speak politique and very control, and you really have no idea what the heck they're talking about. But I think that's Trump's appeal, to be honest with you. He talks to the common man.
I agree with you, but I think for them, again, it makes them sound smart. It makes me less of a person in their eyes because I've got to look up them and go, well, I don't understand what he said, but he sounds like he knows what he's talking about. So your first movie, Climate Hustle, was number one at the box office. And, I love this. I love the fact that when we put out things or people like you put out things that have actual fact in them, the left poo-poos them. But now you've got I got to tell you something real quick. What was Al Gore's movie? What was that called?
An Inconvenient Truth.
All right, but when he came out with number two, Inconvenient Truth 2 or whatever it was, I happened to be in line with a bunch of little old ladies behind me, and they had just saw the movie, and they were giddy over this movie. And when I turned around, I said to them, "What stood out the most for you? What was the thing that shook you to the core?" And they're looking at each other, and one of them said, "Well, this could all be over in 10 years. I said, "But he said that in the first movie, and that was over 10 years ago." And that was it. Shut the whole conversation down. So, all right, Climate Hustle 2. What are we up to here?
So we call it the Al Gore effect. Pretty much any time that he's done anything, like, for example, in that first movie, he said that because Katrina had just tragically hit New Orleans, and he said, "We're going to see Katrina's every year coming forward." Well, interestingly, it wasn't until like 2017, 2018 that we had another hurricane hit the United States and make a landfall. It was actually the longest gap in recorded recent history that a hurricane hadn't hit, and it was right after he predicted it would happen. And then similarly, he said that we would, have no more snow, and of course we have snow abounding all over the place. And then he said, literally, whenever they have a climate change conference, and I've been to them all over the world, it almost always snows during these global warming conferences, and they get frozen in. We call it the Al Gore effect whenever it happens. It's kind of a joke. We go,
Craig, it's perfect, though.
Global warming conference, expect the Al Gore effect. It's going to snow.
Do you remember in the early 70s, they were talking about how New York was going to be, 60 feet, 80 feet, uninhabitable because it would be underwater by 60 feet or 80 feet or whatever it was because of all the melting of the snow camp. They went all through this stuff, and I was thinking to myself, if you have a stockbroker, and he's wrong this many times, would you keep going to the same stockbroker? I wouldn't. I'd give up on him. Right? And here, they have been wrong with every one of their quote-unquote predictions, haven't they?
Oh, they have. And I feel bad for New York. It seems like every time Hollywood makes a disaster movie, they wipe out New York. Like Day After Tomorrow. Even Planet of the Apes going way back. New York's toast,
That's right, yeah.
It seems like there's something about New York that they wanted to scare everybody. It's going to be destroyed somehow. But
what can we expect in Climate Hustle Part 2?
All right. Climate Hustle Part 2 is going to be really just a follow-up to Climate Hustle 1. Just to give a recap real quick, Climate Hustle 1 was basically an answer to Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Truth, and saying that what you're being told about climate change, you're being hustled. There isn't a bunch of polar bears dying. The temperatures are not going out of control. We have more than 10 years to live, and the science just doesn't stack up. Now, Climate Hustle 2... So after we convince you that you've been hustled on the science, a natural question may go into your head and say, why would anyone want to hustle me? And that's the reason for Climate Hustle 2. It's narrated by Kevin Sorbo, former Hercules fame. He also did God's Not Dead in the Christian circuit. And he's going to be narrating it. It's chock full of about 20 scientists. We also want to make sure that we cover all the things we call climate monarchy as to why people would be trying to hustle you. It really comes back to the old things of money, power, and influence. And that's why these people are pushing this agenda. You see it with the Hollywood hypocrisy. They tell you that you should take public transportation, ride a bicycle. Do you see them doing that? No, they're taking limos, private jets, and everything. We expose some of the major Hollywood figures and show how they do not. They'll talk global warming one day, take a private jet the next day. We talk about the money and the government money going in to pump in about all this scare and international money. We also talk about people that want power. The ones who are driving this are at the United Nations. I've been to 24 of these summits over the last two decades, and it's all about power and influence, and they want it by controlling energy. They control an economy, and that's what this is about. And I think it's a really exciting one, and we're going to be doing our world premiere this coming Thursday at 8 p.m. in every time zone around the world, going from Australia to Asia to Africa, Europe, England, and North America. Wherever you are, at 8 p.m. on the 24th, you can watch this show at climatehustle2.com. That's climatehustle2.com. You can get your ticket and watch the show. And I think you're going to find it really really a pleasure to watch it. We got a lot of special content, too, with John Stossel, Mini AOC, Les Wheeler from One America News. We got a lot of extra content as well.
No, I think that's great. And again, it's one of those things where you've got to lay it out such a fashion that people get it. They understand it. Movies seem to be the way to go with this kind of thing. And Al Gore stuff, I mean, I got to tell you something. They always pull, whether it's kids in education, they're always pulling at your heartstrings, right? I mean, the thing with the polar bear. You got one polar bear on a slab of ice, and he's floating out in the middle of nowhere. Why? Because apparently the whole North Pole has gone away, and this is the only piece of ice left on the planet. They're trying to make you feel bad. And you got to give them credit. They do know how to do this stuff, don't they?
They do. I mean, seeing a polar bear on an ice floe makes it seem like all the ice is melting. And here's this poor little polar bear on an ice floe. Well, ice floes, that's like seeing a bird on a branch. It's normal. That's what polar bears do. They swim and they jump on these little ice floes. So there's nothing particularly scary about that, except when they show it an inconvenient truth, they put scary music around it and make it sound really scary. Al Gore's movie, to be honest, it's interesting. And then we try to do it a little different. We use humor. We call it edutainment, where you actually are educated, but you will hopefully find it entertaining as well. And it's really not so much what our experts say. We don't want just a bunch of talking heads. We actually find more amusing what they say. So we're not actually accusing them. It's their own words that actually indict them. So I think if you tune in, again, that's climatehustle2.com. You can check it out, see a trailer, and get a ticket to this world premiere this Thursday.
Yeah, I'll put that up probably after the show. It'll be up on your segment and a few other places. I am amazed at how easily people are drawn into this. They don't question it. I think some of it's out of guilt. They feel like they're guilty if they don't try to do something. We're all already trying to. If you've got something as stupid as a recycling bin in your kitchen, you're trying to do something a little better, a little different. If you're driving a newer car, I mean, you're not getting the emissions out of these cars from 10 years ago to today. You've got a major change, correct? I mean, there's been major strides in cleaning up the air.
Oh, no question. And, in fact, I always find it curious because the EPA has been tracking. They do six major pollutants, and they're all pummeling, like going down, 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 down every single year. And yet every single year they say it's never been worse, and we need to tighten the standards. Kids are getting more asthma. That's like a big one with them. Kids are getting more asthma every year. It's air pollution. I go, well, then maybe we ought to return to the air pollution levels back in the 70s when there wasn't much asthma. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Even all the black smoke. Coming out of the stacks.
If the symptoms are getting worse and more people are contracting cancer with far less pollution than we used to have, then yep. Maybe we need to return to that. No, I'm just joking. I don't want to return to that.
No. But listen, you know where I grew up. I grew up in Boston, and I mean, I was three blocks from the Boston Harbor, right? I couldn't figure out what all that green grease was all over the rocks in the harbor. It was the most polluted little harbor there was in the country at the time. And people were dumping all kinds of crap in there. So we have come along. We can swim there now. We have come a long way, and you never hear about the strides we make. You only hear about the nasties. So it's climatehustle2.com, right? climatehustle2.com.
Yeah, and it has come a long way. You used to dump tea in the Boston Harbor, too.
I know. We were bad people. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Hey, listen, Craig, thanks for being on with me. Keep up the good work, and we'll have you back after the movie premieres, and we'll talk a little bit about the reactions you got. All right, next hour, it's a free-for-all, people. We're going to talk a little bit about Ruth Bader, but a lot of other things going on across the country that we're not hearing about. We'll be back in a few minutes.